أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور صدق الله العظيم. The ayat we discussed, the first ayah of the surah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala established his loftiness, established the fact that all barakah comes from Allah. He is the source of all barakah. All of sovereignty, all of it belongs to Allah. Biyadihi, it is in his control. He gives it to whomsoever he wants in this world. Whoever has sovereignty is a very superficial sovereignty of a very superficial nature. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power over all things. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins to discuss the different ways in which the loftiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exposes itself, and how we as human beings can see the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thereby appreciating it. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the most virtues or the best of all the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the human being. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the heavenly creations of Allah. Then he speaks about the earthly creations. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows how helpless, how incapable, and how useless man is without the power that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bestows upon him, both in this world and in the hereafter. And that is, in actual fact, the synopsis of this entire surah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demonstrates to us Allah's greatness and our own insignificance. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses us, insan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ. Allah is that being who created maut, who created death or non-existence, wal-haya, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being who created life, who created existence. Now here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making reference to us particularly, because Allah says, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may try you, O insan. Allah may test you, O insan. So the reference is actually being made to us. And look at how Allah ta'ala makes reference to us. In other verses of the Quran, in other ayats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about His favors that are within us. He speaks about the sight and the vision that He has given us. He speaks about the power of speech that He has given us, and all the other excellence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us very, very clearly and very directly that your non-existence also is the creation of Allah. Your death is also the creation of Allah. Your existence is also the creation of Allah. Your life is also the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us, and Allah ta'ala turns our attention to the fact that there was a very long period of time in which we were non-existent, and everything else was in existence, and everything else in existence continued in its structure, in its system, systematically, without us being here on this earth. And then Allah also shows us that when you come onto this earth, you are not going to make any difference to the system of Allah. You are just going to be one entity that was not existing, exist, and then you leave this world, and everything else in the system of Allah continues. So this is how worthless you are, O insan. This is how helpless you are, that your existence and non-existence is never your choice. Your existence and non-existence is never in your control. Your existence and your non-existence is not according to your will and your power, but it is within the will and the power of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And hence here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala draws our attention, Alladhi khalaqa al-mauta wal-hayata. He is that being that created death, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala created life. Now in the normal course, usually life comes, and when life comes, and then death comes. But here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala first mentions death, and then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions life. Allah draws our attention to one or two very important aspects. Let's see, insan, you were never existing. Then consummation had taken place, and then in the womb of your mother, you began to form. There was a period of time that your formation continued, but there was no life. You were still in a state of absolute death, of absolute nothingness. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala questions us in Surah Al-Baqarah, كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا. O insan, how do you disbelieve in Allah? When you were amwat, you were dead. There was no existence. Formation had taken place, but yet there was no ruh. And then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, by placing the ruh, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gave you life. And then again, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala removed the ruh, and again death came upon a human being. So here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala shows us, this is that great power, that great kudrat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then the ulama have expressed that here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions maut first and then hayat, because Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala wants to show us that we have come onto this world. We are never going to be on this world forever and ever. But most certainly maut, most certainly death is a reality that each and every human being, each and every creation of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is going to face it that has life. And hence here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gives us a very direct message of our worthlessness, our helplessness, our absolute nothingness, our inability, incapability, everything and all of that only belongs to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and we only exist by the power and the kudrat and the might of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.